You're now listening to La Verdad Podcast. Bueno, mi gente, we're back at it again with La Verdad Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us on another weekly episode. But this time, we have a couple guests here in the building. For those of you guys who have listened to the podcast a couple of times, you know that we've been doing a couple group talk sessions. And usually the group talk sessions are maybe like once a month, I will say. So unfortunately, we weren't able to have Carlos. So if you guys recognize my voice, it's Christian. But we have the girls here from the Girl Talk, that episode that we had a couple weeks ago. And we have Nati and V Fig. How are you guys doing?
Hello. We're doing great. We're back.
We also have a special guest in the building who's going to join us for the first group talk. He's one of our listeners. Also has given us some good insights in what we should be doing in our show. So we're happy to have Shady here in the building.
What's going on?
How's it going, man? So, good. So you know, usually what we do with our group talk, and I know you've listened to a couple of shows, Shady. Yeah. So what we like to do is we like to discuss some of the topics that are happening around us. You know, we all live in the Chicagoland area, so, you know, a lot of times the topics have to do with something that's happening in Chicago. But Carlos, who's the other host of La Vela Podcast, he lives in the Grand Rapids area. So a lot of times we try to focus our group talks into something that's happening within the community and something that affects us as minorities in the community. So before we begin our group talk, though, why don't you introduce yourself real quick? Give us a little a little bit of insight of who Shady is.
Yeah, a little bit. So once again, Shady, good friend of Christian's.
For sure.
And then, you know, been a listener for a while. I'm proud of you with this whole La Verdad thing. It's pretty amazing how quickly you're growing
Thanks, man.
Brand. And then just been good friends for about, what, 8 years now?
I want to say about eight, going to nine years.
About 8 years, 9 years. You know, we talk about everything. Yeah. You know, before this podcast, like, we talk about literally everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm in sales, family guy, you know, just enjoy hanging out with
And one of the reasons we brought him into the show is because Shady is like my what's a good word for that? Like, when you put in bets – and you got to call somebody and be like, yo, which team should I bet for? You know, I will say that's my guy right there when it comes down to bets. So he's a sports geek, I will say, into sports. So I brought him in so that I brought him in because he'll talk a little bit about the football season because I'm excited about that.
Yeah, for sure.
But before we start, man, talking about sports, Puerto Rico won its first gold medal ever.
Woo!
So I got to. Major
tennis, right?
Props.
Tennis.
Major props to Monica Puig, who won the first gold medal ever for Puerto Rico, a small island. And I'm so happy because I think majority of the people in this room right now are Puerto Rican. So and then we have a Puerto Rican by association here as well. So
honorary Puerto Rican, I would say.
I'm honored.
You know, it's a big deal to Puerto Ricans. My dad was calling me yesterday. I'm super excited that this happened because it's a small island, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, whatever we could get our hands on that shows us off to the world, it's a big deal to us. So, for example, I know we've always produced major boxers, you know, like Tito Trinidad
Miguel Cotto.
Miguel Cotto and all these guys are people that we look up to because from a small island, they go in there and they make us known. You know, it's crazy. You could talk to somebody in the U.S. and most of the time they know where Puerto Rico is what Puerto Rico is, you know. And for being such a small island, so man, we're proud. I was rocking my Puerto Rican flag. I have it downstairs. I'm gonna bring it out. It's like
the Puerto Rican. Humboldt Park is going crazy right now. Everybody's wearing their Puerto Rico shirts.
Oh, exactly.
Waving their flags everywhere.
And if you noticed on the when she came out, I've seen a couple pictures in social media. When she came out and she rocked the Puerto Rican flag, it was the real Puerto Rican flag.
Yeah.
And what do I mean by the real Puerto Rican flag, mi gente? Is that the real Puerto Rican flag consists of the sky blue or the light blue color instead of the navy blue. The navy blue was adopted by the United States.
Yep.
Was adopted because of the United States.
Correct.
I want to say, what, 1952?
It wasn't until 1952 that we were able to fly our own flag.
So keep that in mind that Puerto Rico, for so long, that's been a colony of the U.S. And I know a lot of our listeners are going to be like, whoa, this guy used the word colony. But they've been a colony of the U.S. for so long. We've always flown under the U.S. flag for so long. Mm-hmm. So till 1952, they weren't able to raise the flag or put the flag anywhere. That's why we're so proud of our flag and we mm-hmm. rock it in everything that we wear and everything that we do. But the fact that she pulled out the original flag in the Olympics, it just made me tear up because it's like she's making a stance, especially right now that Puerto Rico is going through such a big like a depression and it's going through such a huge financial crisis right now. It's great to see the pueblo, the country of Puerto Rico, just unify and get you together for this one moment. So, I mean, I'm super proud. I know, not that you've been watching the Olympics.
Loving it. I love the Olympics. I used to watch as a little girl with my mom, so it's just kind of, it's cool to share with my son now.
Yeah.
The tradition of watching it together. Huge gymnastics fan. Swimming's been exciting. Michael Phelps and Becky.
There's some crazy records that have been coming up, right, Shady?
Like, Michael Phelps broke a record that's like ancient. Like I'm going, like you got to go back to, I think it was 156 BC and 162 BC. Yeah. So you're talking about like the ancient Greek Roman times you know, Olympics first started. The guy's record that he broke was some track star. I think his name was like Lourdes of Rhodes. Mm-hmm. They even have a huge statue of him in Greece, where in Greek it says the god of speed.
Yeah.
That's just how amazing that record was, you know? And then, like, you know, how many people can you name that have broken a record that's, like thousands of years old?
Right.
That's like the
Michael
crazy
Phelps
part.
Michael Phelps is an animal.
Yeah.
Like he is something special.
It's something that, to me, is... It's like you don't really see too much, you know, because a lot of the records that we see are records that, for example, I'm going to bring up the NBA, you know, that the Golden State Warriors beat the Bulls record. To me, it was like, because I saw the Bulls do it, you know what I'm saying? So I then seeing the Golden State was like, plus they didn't win the championship. So to me, it wasn't like no record. But we get so used to seeing little records being broken that when you start looking at history books and this motherfucker broke a record that's been years and years on paper, it's like, to me, it's just outstanding. Like, it's just crazy.
The sad part is he keeps saying that it's going to be his last Olympics. I personally don't think so. Because
how old is he?
I thought he was talking about doing it again.
Mid-30s.
What's the lifespan for like a swimmer as far as the career goes?
It honestly all varies with the Olympics.
Because it's supposed to be in Tokyo, right? Next one's
in Tokyo.
So it's 4 years. But there was this other swimmer, and I can't think of his name, but he won 4, maybe 8 years ago a gold, and then he retired, and then he ended up coming back this year to win a gold. Mm. So he came out of retirement. So I don't know if Phelps is done. I don't think so.
Because I swear I saw an article they were asking his wife, like, well, how would you feel if...
I think he's done.
I think
he's going to end it with that...
Well,
yeah,
if he is 32, he'll be 36.
That is next.
And like 36 is usually like the end of
your career in
most sports, mm-hmm. whether it's basketball, football, baseball. 30, you know, the late 30s is usually the end of your.
When did Michael Jordan retire?
Michael Jordan ended up retiring like when his early 40s, I think.
Yeah.
Well, he retired.
Right, and then
with he went
the
to
Bulls,
golf.
And then he came out of retirement
right.
and. Put on with the Wizards, but, which most people from Chicago don't count.
Yeah. But yeah, we don't. But you got to also look at what Michael Phelps does. He doesn't just do one tournament. You know, he does back-to-back.
Back-to-back
so,
teams.
Yeah, so I feel like he I think he's done. You know, it looks like it. It looks like he went in there to, like, just prove a point that mm-hmm. he's the best that will ever swim in an Olympic sport. But then that girl... What's her name?
Ledecky.
She's making a name out of herself.
She's 19.
19 years old.
What is this? Her first Olympics, right?
No,
not even at her prime.
They usually start at
16?
Yeah, usually when you start.
I think the minimum 16.
I think Michael Phelps had his first Olympics when he was 15 or 16.
Damn.
So for swimming, I guess that's
crazy.
There was a high schooler swimming.
I saw on ESPN that they put up the stat where Michael Phelps at 19 and Ledecky at 19. They won. She's one short medal of what Phelps did.
So what? How many medals do you know? Ledecky,
I don't.
But it's just crazy, you know. Like a lot of these, First of all, let's talk about how this Olympics, I've seen personally, like, women have come up in this a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And not just, there's countries that are, like, what was it, Egypt, I think, had the first female in the Olympics. Then we had...
The refugees had their own team.
From
And then we had the U.S., we had... in fencing, we had a woman who actually
African-American Muslim.
Yeah, Muslim, and so this Olympics has been, like, I've never seen, and I, you know, no, in no way, shape, or form am I sexist or anything like that, but I've never sat there to watch women Olympics for more than I have in this Olympics. You know, like tennis and all that. Like,
that are making a big
Let's talk about the gymnastics team. Complete like revamp of what gymnastics looks like.
It's literally a melting pot.
Gymnastics team, another Puerto Rican,
Lori Hernandez. Kind of sad she didn't compete for the all-around, but we'll give it to Allie and Simone.
And they have made, like, you know, we've been seeing so much racism in the U.S. in the last couple of weeks, you know what I'm saying? Like, or so many articles about race. The media has been focusing so much on this racism, Black Lives Matter, all this negative stuff that's been coming up in the media. Now to see an Olympic team that's very diverse, a gymnastics team that's very diverse, it makes me proud. You know, it makes me think that my daughter one day could make it big that way. You know,
I
like,
think that's what they were talking about too. There was like a meme on Facebook about why representation matters, and it was like the two African American,
the two Simones, the swimmer who won, and
that
and they were showing like little kids, same backgrounds, African American little girls, like, being excited, or
that could be me.
Exactly,
I can do this. Exactly, if I really
try. It makes you believe. Like, honestly, like, we could go back to Monica Pui real quick. I personally have never heard of a Puerto Rican that played tennis.
Me neither.
So, in all seriousness, it's like that could probably help. You know, make the sport a little bit more, you know, wider for people to join.
Not just
gymnastics,
baseball, or boxing.
Most Latin American countries deal with is baseball, boxing.
But I remember going to Puerto Rico when I was a kid, and my family will play tennis. Like, it was like a, it was more of like a middle class to upper class kind of sport. You know, so a lot of them, you had to be in like a club, like a YMCA club or something like that to play. So, you know, baseball was always looked at as more of like the lower classes. It was easy to play and easy to get cheap to get the equipment, right? Mm-hmm. So in tennis, I noticed it was more of a middle class kind of thing. But soccer has been huge in Puerto Rico now. What's his name? Carmelo Anthony bought a soccer team in Puerto Rico.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So these little sports are popping up in Puerto Rico. And now the fact that she won a gold medal, we're going to have so many people outside of Puerto Rico putting a lot of effort in Puerto Rico. So that makes me happy because, you know, right now the economy is so bad out there that I want to see people actually go and invest money in Puerto Rico and hopefully bring up more Olympians from that small island.
Right.
But as far as the diversity that I've seen and the fact that, you know, now that I have a daughter, I see things in such a different way. So when I see women performing so great in the Olympics, it's like, man, I want my daughter to remember this because I want her. You know, as many dads out there, and I'm shady, you might be able to see, like, with your nieces or whatever, is that you want to see your kid grow up to be, like, some type of superstar or athlete, you know? So I always try to look into little things. So, like, when I was watching the Olympics, I'm like, Abby, go watch the gymnastics. And she's over here trying to do the gymnastics. And I'm over here being, like, a coach and stuff. I don't know anything about gymnastics. So it kind of gives me a little bit of that pride.
You know, in her chair,
since this is not videotape, y'all should have just seen Nati.
Every time Nati stumbles or trips, she always does a fall.
She plays it off.
She did one of those gymnastics moves in a chair that has wheels on it. It was the funniest thing. I wish we were airing this on the air.
But Nati used to be like track and field, right?
I still am athletic.
I meant you used to be in track and field, not used to be athletic.
I played volleyball. Volleyball's been exciting too. USA and Alder.
I love volleyball.
Yeah.
For the wrong reasons.
Well,
women's volleyball.
Yeah.
They haven't been airing them too much, and for the first time in such a long time, as a guy, you know, you usually, as a guy, you know, we will go in there and be like, oh wow, there's some beautiful women in there playing volleyball, but they've been wearing long. yoga pants, long pants, you know, and yeah. And I heard a couple of people saying
it's
like,
not what it's about.
I know, it's so wrong, but I heard people talking about that because, you know, usually they watch it for that. And they've been talking about how it's been like covered up. And I was talking to V Fig and I'm like, hey, you should see. It's kind of funny. Like I think it was the U.S. team was wearing like the bathing suits, like on the swim, on the top.
Yeah.
And then the bottom was the long pants. And then the other team had just like the bikini opposite. Bottoms and then the long shirt. It's like, what's the point of that? So another big thing that I've seen in the Olympics, and we could talk a little bit more about this, is I don't know if you guys have noticed, a lot of those swimmers have like these like bruises all over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the suction cups.
Because of the suction cups. Yeah.
What is that?
So I went in on YouTube and I started Googling some of the nasty stuff. Like some people put like, they make a little ring and then they have this little suction cup and then they put like a fire inside the suction cup to get all the oxygen out. And they put it on the skin and they twist it and it starts pulling like the muscle, right? Or something like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to help heal your muscles and release all the bad toxins and all that.
So you do that after you do your sport or before?
You would do it before. Like Michael Phelps has all these those suction marks all over his back and shoulder. What it's supposed to do is it's supposed to help the muscles recover faster, release all the bad toxins. I don't know too much about it, but from what I read about it is that's the main purpose of it.
And some people I've seen, they poke at them. They make like these little like, they like poke in the back, right? So a little blood comes out.
Acupuncture?
Yeah, acupuncture kind of, but a little blood comes out. And then when they put the suction cup, a lot of blood starts coming out. And
is
I guess,
that healthy, though?
I don't know, man. This is one of those. Like, I remember, so this Olympics, they had. That's the big thing, this Olympics.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember the last Olympics. It was that tape. Everybody and their mama wore that tape everywhere.
I believe it's called kinesiology.
Yeah, yeah.
And what that does is supposed to help, you know, heal the muscles faster and all that. Athletes will literally do anything.
That's not obviously
to get
drugs.
Their body back to. That's obviously not
right,
drugs.
Right.
To get their body back to ready.
Even
to
drugs,
perform
too.
Because basketball players, like, they put this huge. I don't know if you've ever seen it before. They put this huge, like, it's like a blanket type thing. And what it does is supposed to, like, help
warm you up.
Warm up the muscles, and then like
get the blood flowing.
Yeah, get the blood flowing, and then there's what's this thing where like you're literally freezing your body?
Yeah, the ice bath.
The ice bath.
I know what you're talking about. It's like their body.
What's the point of that? What's the point of that?
I don't know, but I see them do it all the time.
In high school, I know we took ice baths when I ran.
They had it at Lewis too.
Insane, the feeling that it gets, and you have to stay in it for like.
But like, can you? You did it before?
The ice baths, yeah.
But like,
we stood in this dumpster.
Yeah. I mean,
and then they just filled it up with ice and cold water, and you had to stand in it for 15 minutes. Like,
and that was after
it was,
practice?
No, it was before. It was like the day before city. We usually did it. Or a big meet.
Because so that's supposed to like help relax
some
them or release
do it
them,
after.
Right?
No, I would think it would tense up your muscles.
Right? I don't know. I have a friend that is in football that would always post pictures of ice.
But I will see that after. They
I would
play.
See that
exactly.
After
I would see it after
time.
Because I thought it was like cool down your
right,
body
to like release
or,
it to like.
But and probably
I
like
could never
the swelling or whatever it will bring it down. But some of the techniques, I mean, I've heard, you know, there's a lot of conspiracy theories behind Olympics always and some crazy news. But I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about some Olympians that will right before a swim. Meet or before a meet, they will go and get like a dialysis treatment. So they will get the blood going back. They'll take the blood out and put it injected right back in, and it will give them like 20 times more energy. Yeah. So I honestly think a lot of it has to do with mental. Like
it's all most of it is all like mental or like superstition.
Yeah, because I swear to God, when I used to play baseball, I had to wear the same socks, dirty as hell, and I will win. And then when I didn't wear those socks, I was like, oh, man,
that's
I lost.
Disgusting.
It's just because I freaking didn't wear the socks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My brother was the same way. Or, you know, baseball players have the same routine before we go and bat. You know what I'm saying? Like, talking about superstitions, I know that we all have some superstitions, especially if you did any sports. But for sure, like, clothes or anything that will help you mentally.
Lucky bat.
I mean, just the way Michael Phelps when he starts his thing, when he does the cross
the
his shoulders,
the arm thing,
like, he's like hugging himself.
Oh my god, I saw a meme. I'm always talking about Facebook, but I saw a video of this guy. He's like, this is how I swim now. He's like flapping his arms.
After watching the Olympics. And like,
it was so funny.
Yeah, some of those superstitions, I think it just helps you mentally focus. Mm-hmm. And it just gives you it calms you down too. I know that, you know, your son's doing baseball. I'm sure he's going to get some superstition later on, especially being Puerto Rican. You're always going to have something out there. Like, I remember I would go up to bat, do the sign of the cross, and then I'll do the sign on the cross on the plate. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't do it, I was like, I wouldn't be able to play, you know.
First
so
track, I did it before I would start because we started on the block. So I would, like, have to jump a certain number of times. For volleyball, I would have to, like, turn the ball a certain way before mm-hmm, I served. Mm-hmm. So
you played volleyball and track.
I played volleyball my freshman year of high school. I ran track all 4 years and cross country.
Okay. And then she played softball?
And then I played softball.
Yeah.
What about you, V-Fig?
I don't do sports. No. Okay. I was too much of a chicken to do gymnastics.
Okay.
I had the body for it.
You do.
But I would, like,
you could have been a gold medalist right now.
Huh?
You could have been a gold medalist.
Relax.
You would have been the first Puerto Rican.
No. No, I went to I remember it was freshman year. I went to the meeting, like the orientation, if you wanted to do gymnastics. And the one friend that I wanted to, like, she was like my best friend at the time. And she said that she could. Relax.
Not nothing.
I said at the time. Anyways, so she couldn't do it with me. And I was like, well, I don't want to do it by myself. You know, I was one of those. So I never did it. But I was in color guard, waving around the flag. That was my sport during high school.
So when I first met Shady, we did, I wasn't in the team, but I was, I think I was just, we'll go to the games. Flag, we used to have flag football, in college. Yeah. And that's how I met Shady, because one of my other friends was in the flag football. I don't know if he was the team captain or whatnot.
Talking about Danny?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the same team.
But they were on the same squad, and I was always just more, you know, I was in music and all that, so I didn't have time to go into play. But so you played football, right?
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah, I played football for our 4 years, and then I wrestled for a little while. I mainly did that for conditioning for football, because it's good for your hand, eyes, feet. All that coordination, and then I did track and field, but I did shot put and distance.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, powerlifting all the time, tossing a huge heavy ball.
Discus, is discus still part in the Olympics?
Shot put, discus, all that is in the Olympics. Actually, one of the women's field shot put, they broke a world record.
I think it was an African American too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, some
guys I ran, well, he was on the field part of our track team. He did the shot put, and he conditioned for football as well, and he plays for the Lions now.
Wow. And he's from
Lane.
Lane Tech, huh? Yeah. Shout out to Lane Tech.
It's cool to say, like, that you, like, we weren't friends, but it's just cool when someone.
What's his name?
You know, Lincoln Thompson? Thompson? Something like that. I don't know what number he is. Shout out to you, Lakin.
Shout out.
Oh, but it's just cool to kind of say, like, oh,
I was waiting for her to say Calvin
person.
Johnson. Like, I'm just like, you lying.
Yeah, why are you? Why the fuck? You lying.
I went to school with Naked. It's like, hey, mm-hmm. I know.
Now that you brought up some football, man, we brought Shady in to talk some football talk, and you know, I'm not well versed on football, but I could, you know, I could hold my own. I know that I always look for Shady to give me insight on who the hell I should bet for. So let's first bring up the home team, you know, and let's give us your predictions on the home team. Give us your insight. What do you think is happening? And the home team for you guys, for those of you guys who don't know, is the beloved Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
What's your predictions, man?
Let's see. So last year they had a pretty bad season, but it was like a rebuilding year. It was the start of the rebuilding year. And it was with their first time head coach, John Fox. This year is his second year. And usually in John Fox's second year, his track record is he builds the team up and, you know, he turns them into a competitor. Which is what I think the Bears will become. I think they're like a 9-7 team.
Okay.
They'll just be above 500, maybe sneak into the playoffs as a wild card. But the Bears still got a lot of work. They got a lot of holes to fill.
So one of the things that I've noticed too is a couple of key players getting injured during the training this year. You think that's going to put them in a hole or?
Yeah, because what training camp, like working in the working in those conditions, you know, like the heat, all of that.
Where are you training at now? Where
is it? Training Bourbonnais, where
Olivet Nazarene
okay. University is.
Man, you know, I went to Lewis University, and that was we were so geeked because we were supposed to get the Bears.
They built a football field. Everything. Like that. Yeah,
they lifted like the liquor ban on the on campus cafeteria, so there was liquor on the cafeteria. We were like, yo, we're ready for it, but. I don't think they give them enough money or something.
They were supposed to, but it didn't happen.
And we were all geeked about it. For a while, they used to play. They used to practice at Trinity International University, which is where my brother went. And I remember he would get, you know, tickets to go watch them play, and we'll just chill there. And it was dope. Like, you know, the players will stay in some of the dorms sometimes to just chill or whatever.
Yeah. That's
cool. And I remember I was like around 13, 14. I was like, yo, this is pretty cool. So it would have been the best thing at Lewis, because then we would all gotten tickets to go see them, you know.
Yeah.
So, as far as that's the Bears. What do you think this football season is gonna look like?
This football season, let's see.
Where do you got your money
on? I think my money on who's gonna win the championship.
Yeah, who's going all the way?
I think Tom Brady is just gonna stick it to the NFL one more time.
Okay.
I think the New England Patriots have a really good shot.
Okay.
I think the Carolina Panthers have something to prove. They have some unfinished business.
Okay.
The Broncos, I don't think, will have a really good year because, you know, they don't have Peyton anymore, you know, and that was their golden
ticket.
That was
their guy.
Even though last year was all about their defense won them the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Peyton was there for the ride with his old ass. But I would say my top couple of teams are going to be the Patriots, Steelers, the Panthers, and you can't count out the Seahawks.
Yeah, and you know, when I went to Boston, I remember seeing the love that they have for their teams.
Yeah,
that
Boston is hardcore.
That will make any city like, I mean, Chicago. Don't get me wrong, Chicago has a lot of love.
Chicago is too. Yeah.
But we all talk a lot of shit in Chicago, you know. So like, for example, the fact that we got rid of D Rose, a lot of people were talking shit. Like they were like, yeah. And then you know, it depends on the franchise.
Shit.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
Yeah, exactly. Same here. But when I went to Boston, it was like you could get potentially in a fight.
Yeah.
If you said anything against, you know, Tom Brady and that stuff. They had shirts they were selling outside of. I went to Fenway Park, and they had shirts selling, Free Brady.
Free Brady.
Yeah, and it was just like, whoa, like, these people are hardcore.
They look at Tom Brady like he's Jesus. They legitimately do. And then, like, their baseball. Like, they are hardcore into the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah. That I had to buy a, you know, I always liked the Big Poppy. I had to go buy a shirt, you know what I'm saying? And all people were talking shit because I'm a Cubs fan. But I'm like, yo, you know, you have to, you know, recognize it. You know, recognize when it's supposed to be there, you know? Mm-hmm. So Big Poppy to me was one of the best ones that I've seen so far. So I bought his shirt. I was rocking it. And I felt like I was home. Like I felt like I was okay, you know. And then I had a coworker of mine who was wearing a New York Yankees cap, and they were like,
"That's death sentence."
Yeah, they're like, "Oh, you know," with their really heavy Boston accent.
Yeah,
like, I was like, "Yo, you're walking by yourself, man." Because I'm blending in. As far as they know, I'm just a Dominican or something from New York, blending in here. But as far as football, man, we're going to be setting up some stuff with La Verdad. Hopefully in the future we're bringing in Shady here to talk more sports. I know Carlos is a big sports fan. We also have Gotham City Crew, who's a New York Jets fan supporter group, who's going to come into the show too. So we'll have Shady in here as well to give us his view on the sports subject when it comes to sports.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should try to go to a game together because I have never, ever been to a football game. I'm dying.
None of you guys have been to a Bears
game?
No. Early, not when it's like snowing.
No, I don't like being cold.
Man, I love it when it's kind of cold, you know what I'm saying?
I hate it when it's kind of cold.
I hate it.
I don't go to cold games. I went to one when they were first rebuilding Soldier Field. The Bears were playing in Champaign. They were borrowing the stadium from U of I.
Damn.
And it was like below zero. And it was just freezing.
No.
The hot chocolate turned into slush.
Wow.
Your hot dog that was hot became frozen again.
No.
Like it was freezing.
Yeah.
Usually when I go to Bears games, it's early or I'll travel. Like I'll go to Detroit. There's in a dome. So, like, we'll go to Detroit.
I'm willing to do that. Like, take a road trip.
Yeah, girlfriend work every year, they take a trip to a...
Yeah, I know a lot of people that do the Detroit one.
I would definitely be down for that as a weekend trip.
Last year, I went to St. Louis. I went to the Rams' last game in St. Louis because they just moved from St. Louis, where they've been at for over a decade, to back to where they originally started in L.A. Mm. So L.A. has a new football team. Well, has a football team again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I hear my goal was if the Bears played Tennessee this year, we were going to go to Nashville because I hear Nashville is party city.
I've been to Nashville. it was decent. You know, I went down there. It's a lot of country. The people are having fun. I love it. You know, big shout out to Nashville out there. There's a couple of Spanish bars, too, in Nashville that play strictly salsa.
Really?
Yeah, that's awesome. it's kind of weird.
That's weird.
Yeah,
it's literally like a
whole strip.
Party city. Yeah. Like, there's a strip where it's just bars galore.
Yeah.
I've had several people go out there, and all they do is talk great things about Nashville, Tennessee, or Memphis.
Big shout out. If you're listening from Nashville, hit us up.
Let us know.
At the La Verdad Facebook.
Go Titans.
Yeah, let us know what to do or where to go out there, because if we could do a La Verdad show out there, we'll do it. And then we'll take a whole group down there.
Road trip.
Yep. So let's switch topics real quick, and I know the girls are like antsy to talk about this. I'm so bad, but the girls are probably like, man, y'all been talking sports all day, Olympics.
Well, that's what football. I was saying. I want to go to.
Now we gotta talk romance.
Yeah. No, we don't have to. I don't know a lot about. I don't know a lot about football. Nah. I know how the game is played. Don't get me wrong. I really do know how the game is played. I just like the whole. I don't know if camaraderie is the right word. Like. Going to people's houses and everybody cooking, coming together.
It becomes an event.
Exactly.
That is the part I like.
Even if you're not into football, you're still there because you know there's going to be damn well good food. All your friends
that's
are
what I love.
Yeah. You could talk about anything.
Like, my dream is to have this nice big living room, and I don't mind getting up at crack of dawn and starting to cook everything and everything.
Keep that in mind, people. Keep that in mind. She says she does not mind waking up at the crack of dawn.
I honestly don't. Just be prepared. There will be an itinerary. There's going
to
be a list.
There's a damn schedule.
She has name tags made. Name tags are made.
Menus.
She hires a waiter.
Coasters. Y'all not about to make a mess in
she
my
hires
living room.
She hires a bartender and a waiter to take orders.
For real. No, I would totally love that.
Oh, my God.
Yes, coasters, napkins. Coasters. I don't want no.
Sounds you don't make me take off
my
shoes in your house. You know, I hate taking off my shoes when I go to people's
houses.
She
has the plastic. That's how my plastic. on the carpet and on the chairs.
Yeah.
My parents are that way, but you know what? Their carpet looks nice, though. Why? Because people got to take off their shoes.
Yeah, but that plastic be looking extra crusty, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
after a while.
Plastic.
Like,
hey, but if that plastic ever flips over where the pokes through and you step on that, yo, to me, that's worse than stepping on it.
Yo, okay, so I have a daughter, so what's worse? And not that you could answer. Stepping on a freaking Lego or the back of that carpet.
I think the Legos.
I just did that the other day. It wasn't the Lego. It was the like worst. A little car. One of Kayla's little car. I was like,
it's the end of the world when you step on them.
Go ahead.
Wait, the little carpet thing. My mom used to tell me that her dad, that was punishment. For
yeah.
Her.
Oh, my God.
I've heard of that.
And they would have to kneel on it. Ooh. And I never thought of that. And I'm like,
I heard of that and a bag of
not.
Rice.
You better
my dad
not.
Would have loved that. Back in the day, his pops tied him and his brother up to a tree, and they would.
Oh my God.
Damn.
That's like borderline childish.
Okay, man. All right. DCFS.
Child services.
We're all
this
old
is
already.
All overseas. They don't have DCFS.
No,
there's no such thing as discipline.
Talking about little things that hurt, right? So,
okay.
The Legos one was one that hurt like hell. But have you ever hit your foot against the corner of the bed? Like, if you have that frame, like, if you have one of those old frames.
Oh, my God. Maybe
I felt like I was going to die. I did that the other day.
There's a pause before it starts hurting. So you hit it, and you're like, oh.
I legit cried, man. I was like, I felt like, you know, like, little kid. It was like, yo, like, it was the worst pain. And then I look at these guys in the Olympics that pop a whole freaking leg or whatever. And they're just chilling there.
Just Straight up.
He's just like,
yep, broke my leg.
It's because of the shock. Like, yeah. Your body's in shock where, like...
Why can't my body go into shock when I step on a damn Lego? Like, yeah, yo, because that shit hurts, man. Like,
bones yeah. popping out.
Yo, I saw out. That and I was like, that's the worst. And then another guy was...
mad. You're like, pick up your toys!
Yeah, yeah. And it was me who put it there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but shit. Just look in the mirror and start yelling yeah. at himself.
Those are the worst, man. I'm trying to think, yeah. too. Like, the carpet, when it will flip over, that hurt. But some of the times, like, just the little things that hit you, like, when you hit your funny bone or something like that, it's just, it's like the world ends. But with that being said, we have, summer's almost ending. You know, so that means that
football starting,
school starting. So that means
that not these phones blowing up from OkCupid or whatever. It's like,
hold on.
I had to put Nathi.
Correction, Nathi is not on OkCupid. It's Tinder. She's on Tinder and Match.
Christian Mingle.
That's disgusting.
What did she say?
She said Tinder. She on Tinder.
Oh no.
Just kidding, guys. They don't have anything.
She's on Match. She's on Match.com. She plays the monthly.
So now that is getting, it's becoming fall, school which starting. Is my favorite time because I freaking hate the summer. I'm sweating.
Sweating.
Man. You're sweating, whatever. Like, you're just feeling like crap.
If I had AC, I would not mind. But I don't have AC in my house. And I'm dying. And if I'm dying, I know he's dying because he hates to be hot.
Yeah, the AC is, I mean, you need an AC for sure.
Yeah, so I'm definitely ready just for one fall of those. Weather.
Hello.
We have a special guest here. So now that it's becoming the fall weather, I love hoodie-type weather. I love wearing, you know, my Tims, my boots or whatever. Fires. You know,
bonfires, football season,
Hell yeah.
Everything.
Chocolate. But another big one in the fall season is cuffing season. I want to say, you know, that's when people get booed up. They get into a relationship most of the time because, you know, you have Christmas coming around. So you want, you know,
summer hoes turn into winter wifeies.
where do you get this from?
It's
fabulous. My man.
Big shout out to Fabulous. Out. But one of the things now is, like, I've seen on Facebook people posting it up. Oh, you know, I'm going to give this guy a chance, blah, blah, blah. And to me, it's just kind of weird how everything works. You know, the summer people are out. So I guess they want to mingle. They do their own little thing.
Right.
Botting and botting.
And then what?
Botting and botting? Where the...
Where are all these...
I swear to God, I've never heard this
just making stuff up now.
But I'm going to use it, though. Batten and batten.
That takes us into a pause because Nathi making up stuff.
That's just extra weird. Christian, you're going to need to press pause.
Okay, mine's a cooler than Shady.
So you get into this cuffing season, and I bet you these websites are making money right now because they're probably doing the whole premium thing. these guys and girls doing the premium thing. Pay $5, you get 20 more views, kind of stuff.
You get to see who likes your page.
You see, get to see who likes
$1.99, you could boost.
But big shout out to all the people that are about to get booed up for the winter. But do you guys like fall? I mean, am I the only one that likes fall?
I love fall.
Yeah? Why?
Because it's the weather, number one, is just great. You're in the 50s to 70s. Now, people listed in L.A. and Florida and whatnot, 50 and 70s, like, here in Chicago, so is cold. Amazing
yeah,
to us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
50 and 70s, football season around the corner. Yeah. You know, I like to sports gamble, so fantasy football and all that for me. And then, you know, just you get to literally wear whatever you want.
Yeah.
If you want to wear shorts and a hoodie.
Oh, that's the best.
Or if you want to wear polo, jeans, and boots, you can literally wear and do whatever you want during the fall.
Yeah. Yep, and that's the biggest one. Like, I love rocking hoodies. You know, I mean, there might be on the lookout, there might be a La Verdad hoodie coming out or something like that.
I'll buy one, just depending on how much it is.
I'll buy one. I love rocking a hoodie and a hat and just jeans, you know what I'm saying? And just not have to worry about whether I'm dying of heat or super cold. Right. But ladies, what do you guys think? You guys been extra quiet.
Riding boots, combat boots,
combat jeans. Boots.
No,
stilettos.
It's so much.
Wear heels, like open or closed.
No, I can't wear heels to work. But that I like this weather because it's so much easier to dress for work. I just put on a sweater and some black.
You pants. Like the fall weather?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, what right did now I say? We're
in the summer. This one. You
know, well, yeah, it's the fall weather. It's also the start of yoga pants season.
Oh.
Love me some yoga pants.
Yoga pants.
Not on myself, of course.
yoga pants season. Yeah. Shout out to the guy who invented yoga pants, because I'm sure it was a guy.
Yeah.
Sure. We should look it up. No, come on. Let's look it up.
I swear to God.
Like, was a guy.
I actually need to buy more, though, because I'm pretty sure I grew out of mine. You
know, during the Olympics, they're just like, hey, girls should be wearing this, too.
Yeah, so one of those, you know, one of those things that I like about fall weather, too, is going to the pumpkin patch, you know, and just,
yeah.
You know, Halloween.
I'm taking my kids there.
Halloween, we get to be kids again. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, you know, I heard you guys do pretty big things. Nothing are going to kill it
again for the fourth year in a row. Past 3 years, we've been killing it.
What did you guys do last year? What were you guys last year?
Last year, she was... No, I'm talking about Halloween. So, last year, we did... Nathi was Bane. I was Poison... Yeah, I was Poison Ivy. Killed it. Absolutely killed it. The year before... What did we do? Was that Minnie Mouse and Saw Puppet? That was 2 years ago.
I don't know, but we were.
We did 3 years in a row. I know we did.
Oh, we were thing one and thing two.
Oh, that was 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah, that was our first time we ever did something together. Thing one and thing two. That was amazing. We looked real cute.
So thing one, thing two, Saws and
Saw Puppet and Minnie Mouse.
And then last year, I would say was probably our best.
Yes, Bane and Poison Ivy.
What are you guys thinking about doing this year?
I was thinking that Suicide Squad girl, but I heard Harley it's Quinn? the whole
outfit of Harley the year.
Quinn. Harley Quinn, the 2016 whole Halloween costume of the year.
Combined with what? With the other one that you were saying yesterday?
I think they were saying the Statue of Liberty from the Purge.
I haven't thought about what I want to do, but...
Caleb's going to be Buzz Lightyear, so okay. All you...
I might do the Flintstones. I might do the Flintstones. You know, have my daughter be
Fred Flintstones.
Yeah,
Pebbles. You know, Pebbles. She'll be Pebbles.
Yeah. So one of those things that I like about Halloween, and you know, for a long time, I used to not celebrate Halloween because there was a big, you know, there's the big negative thing behind it. And for those of you guys who don't know, you know, I was really into understanding theology, and I knew that Halloween was a big, you know, negative holiday. So I started just not celebrating it, but partaking in the activities in the last couple of years. So mostly because of my daughter, you know, because I want her to be like, oh, that was cool, like a cool thing. So she was like a bumblebee 1 year. Mm-hmm. Last year, she was a pirate. Mm-hmm. The other year, yeah, she was a pirate because my dad's a big Pirates fan, a big pirata fan because of his hometown, Puerto Rico. Yeah. Another year, she was a baby lion.
That's cute.
Yeah, and I think...
Caleb was a dinosaur.
And then she was 1 year. She was the rag doll of the Night Before Christmas. So
nice. That's different.
Yeah, she was the girlfriend of Jack.
Yeah,
you know. So that was one. So all those, and she always picks her own, except when she was a real little baby. So I'm trying to figure out what she's gonna do this year. So I'm trying to get her to do the Flintstones. So I'm gonna buy her a couple movies for her to watch. Yeah, because I want to be
put that into her brain. This is what you're gonna be for Halloween.
Or what are you guys thinking of doing?
Last year Caleb was Mike the Knight. The year before that, he was a dinosaur.
Mike the Knight.
Mike the Knight.
What's that?
A little cartoon
for kids. TV, okay. What are you guys planning on doing this year? You said Harley Quinn.
No, we're not doing that.
And you're thinking
I already made her decision for her.
You're gonna be Wilma.
Yeah, you guys are doing the Flintstone thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I'm saying ours, mine and Nathi's.
I don't know what ours is. Mine with Caleb. If he's Buzz, I'll probably be Woody. He wants me to be Woody. So. Not Jessie.
Why don't you be the Woody? which one's the girl from
Jessie?
Oh,
okay. He said I can't be Jessie. I have to be Woody.
Woody. Okay.
So I don't know what we're doing. Me and B Fig.
Do you ever dress up shady for Halloween?
No.
You want to?
I haven't dressed up for Halloween since I was probably...
I was the same way. You know what?
You
know what? I don't think I dressed up last year either. I wanted to, but... You know what? This will be the first time I think that I'll dress up. And I'm going to do it just for the kids. You know what I'm saying? But...
See, it's different for
it's
you.
It's so easy to be Fred Flintstone, though.
The kid that you could do
with. Who's the other guy?
Me, I don't have a kid. I'm single, so I have.
But that's why you could do something like scary. You could do something like scary.
I ain't doing that.
Big shout out to Shady. He's single.
You
hit him
should.
Up.
No.
Well, you're gonna have to
like
because
single.
No. Now that you've joined this crew, this is your life now, right?
Nothing seasons for girls.
When Nate gets a house, she has already claimed Halloween, so you're going to have to start dressing up. Yep.
She better have some cool stuff like little pumpkin pies for everybody.
I promise. There'll be an apple dumpling.
She's going to be watching those tasty videos and coming up with a crazy menu.
The tasty videos.
Mummy wrap.
V-Fig going to walk in there with a PowerPoint like, hey, y'all, this is the selection for the best costume.
For real, though.
A voting box at the front door.
Voting box. No, she's going to borrow. But
you'll be there right next to you with the microphone announcing the winner, so don't even play.
She's going
to
borrow the voting, the digital voting things from the actual.
Everybody put in your votes?
Through the iPod. Go to this website. That's what's up, though. I mean, those things bring up culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, those things.
Tradition, too.
Tradition, exactly, which is another big thing of La Vela, is the fact that we could get into the tradition of doing things on a yearly basis.
Yes.
And then when you get older, you look into those things.
Like I
sit here and I look at old family videos of Halloween, you know, and granted, you know, my whole family was all my aunts were probably our age, where we are now, like 25, 26. Mm-hmm. And they were dressing up like freaking, my aunt was a clown for Halloween. And then my other aunt was
I know what I wanted to do.
And I was a little vampire. Like, I look at those videos and we're having a blast, and my whole family's having a blast.
When I was a kid, I loved Halloween. I used to dress up as the Red Power Ranger.
Raphael, right? I think his name was?
No, that's the Ninja Turtles.
That's the Ninja Turtles? My bad. I'm
the
sorry.
The Red Power Ranger's name is Jason.
Sorry. my God.
I love
Jason.
I dressed up as a vampire one year. A lot of years I was a vampire. I think it was just I swear to God, I think it was convenient for my parents because we already had the cape from the year before.
They didn't need to go to Walgreens or Kmart.
Exactly. Another year I was the Ninja Turtles, me and my brother.
Which one were you?
I don't remember. I think I was like the red or whatever.
Michelangelo.
Yeah. And I forgot what my brother was. And then another year we were zombies because it was convenient. All my parents had to do was get old clothes and cut them all up and put paint in our face. And another year we were clowns. Me and my brother, like, my brother was like a sad picture. Clown. Yeah.
That has to be good.
And then another year I was a jibarito, like a Puerto Rican jibaro. Not the sandwich, people, not the sandwich.
Oh my God, I'm sitting here.
Wait, a jibaro or a jibarito?
Like a jibaro, but I was a kid, so it's a jibarito.
Oh, okay. I thought you were the sandwich.
Like, you know, like, you. This guy put a plot.
I swear to God, I thought you put the sandwich.
So did I. I'm sitting here like, I need this
right now. Oh, my God.
That's like, there's like
No. I had the Puerto Rican. I had the Puerto
the
Rican
mayo
pava.
Ketchup?
I had a My brother was the alcapurria. Vanessa's like, why didn't we think of that? I want to be a zorrillo. I want to be a plátano maduro for Halloween.
I'm going to be Mofongo.
Mofongo. No. I was a jibaro, so I had like the straw hat, which we call la pava. And then I had a little machete, like a fake machete. And then like a bandana on. We went all out. You guys don't remember what you guys were when you were kids?
Yeah, well, I was looking through the albums to send you guys some kid pictures through our group chat that we were doing. Yeah. So I found the Minnie Mouse costume, and I loved that costume. I was a gypsy one year.
Okay.
I was a witch. I was a baby. That was like when I was in high school, and I thought I was too cool to dress up. That's all.
You were a baby?
I was a ballerina. Yeah, in high school? Like in high school.
See, I didn't do any of that stuff. After like sixth grade, I don't
think
I did.
You know what? I lied. I remember last year I went to a Halloween party.
And you dressed up as
one,
right?
And I dressed up. You want to know what I dressed up as?
Please tell us.
You can't laugh, though. I dressed up like Saddam Hussein's son.
Oh, my God.
Like I dressed up with that whole Arabic.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Hatta and then glasses.
Yeah,
sunglasses. I look like a straight up Middle Eastern gangster.
All he did was dress up like he was going to a wedding.
Right? No, I thought of what I wanted to do because since last year, since I was Poison Ivy, I had the red wig. So I still have it. I want to make use of it. So I was thinking, remember not that I was telling you, Little Mermaid.
And I was supposed to be Sebastian. How?
No, not Sebastian. Flounder. Because we were trying to find
we saw that cute flounder costume though.
Yeah, there was a decent version instead of floating around with like, what do you call them? Fin? Yeah.
Yeah, the fins.
So I was thinking about it. I'm not cool with just wearing like a bathing suit top. I don't know. I was going to figure out how to do it. Well, but I really want to use that red wig again.
I know our listeners are probably giving it up for Halloween and for fall weather as well. So, you know, if you have any costumes that you could think of, or if you want to see the La Verdad Squad, and I want to say Shady is officially part of La Verdad Squad right now, bringing them in. So if you want to see any one of us dress up in a costume, I'm going to put it out there right now. Put it as a comment. Or email us at info@laverdadltd.com.
We'll take it into consideration.
Give us some suggestions. But you know what? I would dress up. If you get over 100 shares on a post, I would dress up for whatever the first comment is. So
100? 100? That's not that hard, though.
No.
100?
So you know what, mi gente? If you're listening out there and you're starting to gear up for Halloween, which, by the way, we will have a special episode because it is also Dia de los Muertos, which is a big tradition and culture for Latinos. You know, hit us up with any suggestions for costumes, whether it's funny, whether it's cultural. You know, keep in mind the Dia de los Muertos, and we'll go ahead and choose it and talk about it in our next episode, and hopefully we'll dress up like that for Halloween. So I just wanted to say, man, we popped Shady's cherry with his first group talk.
How did it feel, Shady? Yeah, how did it feel?
Like the greatest thing since sex.
Oh, okay.
That's good, man. I mean,
good
I thought
to know.
Donuts were the greatest things, but
But
big shout out, man. Thanks for coming in and sharing the microphone, sharing the room with us. Girls, I know we're going to have another show with you guys. We're going to have another girl talk. We've been getting a lot of feedback for some topics and stuff like that. So gear up for that.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and then in the next couple of weeks, we have a couple shows already lined up. Carlos and I are going to be doing a couple interviews. So be on the lookout for that. So make sure that you like, share, and subscribe on any of the social media outlets that we're available on. So Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of them have the La Verdad LTD handle. Check us out on SoundCloud and on Facebook and share our content. And once again, thank you guys for coming in and sharing this group talk. Mi gente, thank you for tuning in. And don't forget to spread the word and continue the culture and tradition of La Verdad. Once again, thank you.